So in Siman Tzadikei, Siv Gimel, so far we discussed when you wash the dishes together in a Kli Rishon. You wash your dishes together in a Kli Rishon, and they're both clean and they're both a Ben Yemei. It's Machlokes between the Mechaber Amoh. This is considered Nat Barnat. The Mechaber says it's considered Nat Barnat, and therefore all the Kelim are Mutter. And the Ramah said it's not considered Nat Barnat, and therefore everything is Basar B'chalav, and everything becomes Asar. Then we spoke about, but if one is Eina Ben Yoimai, so then that's the case where the Ramah will agree to the Mechaber that everything is going to be Mutter, because nothing becomes Basar B'chalav, because it doesn't meet up. You only have a taste of the Ben Yoimai. You don't really have a taste of the Eina Ben Yoimai, so therefore everything is Mutter. And then the Mechaber will agree to the Ramah that it's Asar if one of the kelim are dirty, because then you can't have nat barnat, because you have actual mamashis that's giving the taste. So therefore, everything will be aser. And then we said, if one is clean, if one is eina ben yomei and one is dirty, so it depends. If the ben yomei is dirty, so then the eina ben yomei is aser and the ben yomei is mutter. And if the eina ben yomei is dirty, so then everything is aser. That was the halach if you washed everything together in a kli rishon, because the kli rishon certainly has the koyach to connect the taimin. Just the question, if we applied nat barnat, or you don't have nat barnat. Sometimes everybody agrees you have nat barnat. Sometimes mechlokes mechaber amoh. Sometimes everybody agrees you don't have nat barnat. But for sure, the taimin are transferred, because you're talking about how order that's in a kli rishon has the koyach to take the time out of one kli and put it in the other kli. If you did it in a kli sheni, so then we said, some say, according to the according to the Ramah, even if both kelim are dirty, it'll be mutter. Because a kli sheni, the hot water in a kli sheni doesn't have the koyach to transfer time. So nothing goes from the milchik to the fleishik, nothing goes from the fleishik to the milchik, because everything stays mutter. It's the same halacha as if you put it in cold water. Then we said that the marshal is machmir at least when it's dirty, because he says then the dirt dissolves into the, let's say you have mamashas of basar, so that dissolves into the water, and the marshal holds that a kli sheni is strong enough to get absorbed in the other kli, so therefore it would become asr. But if it's clean, he said the kli sheni is not strong enough to take from one kli and put it into the other. But if there's dirt, then it will take from the dirt and put it in, because the dirt dissolves into the water. It becomes like part of the water. And the Taz, although generally the Taz holds that a kli sheni could make something aser, like the sheet of the marshal, like therefore the halacha would be if somebody heats up milk and he pours it into a cup, and then you stir that hot milk that's in the cup with a spoon. So according to the Ramah, that will be mutter. The hot cocoa and the spoon will both be mutter, because the taste doesn't go from the cocoa to the spoon or from the spoon to the cocoa, because api halacha it's ki'ilu, that's cold milk, even though it's yatsi lettuce, but api halacha it's ki'ilu, it's cold. Mashenken, according to the marshal, it does transfer, because the klisheni does have the koyach to make the, even though in generally the taz is machmer like the marshal, but in this case he says it could be makel even when it's dirty. Because he doesn't subscribe so much to this idea of the food dissolving. He says you don't really have to be choshesh for that. Klisheni itself is just a chumrah. So he says, lemaisa, in a klisheni, if you wash the dishes together, it's okay. So what we have is, if you wash the dishes together in a kli rishon, and they're both b'nei yoyme, even if they're both clean, according to the Ramah, it's aser. If you did it in a klisheni, even if they're both dirty, according to the Ramah, it's certainly mutter, because the klisheni can't do anything. And even according to the Taz, which generally machmer like the marshal, you could still be makel even when they're dirty, if it's in a klisheni. What's left to explain is what happens when you wash the dishes the way we wash the dishes, like from the sink. So you have hot water coming out of the tap, and it's coming onto the dishes. So that water coming out of the tap, it's called Irui Kli Rishon, because it's connected to the boiler, so it's hot water. That's the Kli Rishon, when the water is being cooked. And the water is spilling out of that and coming into your sink, coming onto your dishes. So what happens when that hot water goes on to two dishes, a fleishig dish and a milchig dish, that are sitting together in the sink? Because this is already stronger than a Kli Sheni. A Kli Sheni, the Ramah says, cannot cook. That's why, even if you had actual hot milk that's sitting in the cup and you stick a fleishig spoon, according to the Ramah, nothing happens. right? But what happens if I take hot milk and I pour it out of the pot onto the onto a fleishige plate? Is the fleishige plate going to become aser? Irui kli rishon would go into the kli, would make it aser, right? So the milk would go into the fleishige kli. That's if it's, so we see that irui kli rishon is stricter than if it would just be a kli sheni. So the question is over here, where it's irui kli rishon, the hot water coming, being poured out of the kli rishon onto both kalim together, maybe that's more strict. Says the Ramah, afal pikein, even though the water is flowing on both of the kalim together, afal pikein, the irui kli rishon is not strong enough to take the taste out of one kli and put it into the other. And then he adds, even if both kalim are dirty, still will be mutter, because it can't even take the taste out of the food and put it into the opposite kli. So let's say you have a milchige plate with cheese on it, and a fleishige spoon with some shamnunis of fleishige fats on the spoon, and you pour the hot water onto both things that are sitting one on top of the other, the fleishige spoon that's sitting on top of the milchige plate, afal pi kein, it won't become aser, because the irui kli rishon is not strong enough to take the taste from the meat residue and put it into the milchige plate. If it would be hot milk that I'm pouring onto a fleishige plate, it would go in. But the hot water that's being poured onto the, let's say, the meat residue that's next to the milchige plate, it won't take it from the meat residue and put it into the milchige plate. It's a double action. It has to take it, it has to draw it out of the fleishige, the piece of fleish, the meat residue, and it has to put it into the fleishige kli, to put it into, sorry, to the milchige kli, and it doesn't have the koyach to do that. Okay? That is the sheet of the Ramah. Since it's a double pu'ula, irui kli rishon cannot do it. Let's read it inside the Ramah. V'im ira mikli rishon shal basar al kli chalav, if you pour... Okay, this is a different halacha that we're going to say soon. Avol, yeah? Skip that. I'm sorry. It's on Amud Kuf Pei Ches. Avol im ira mayim reischim. If you pour hot water from a parva pot, she'ena shabasa v'loy shal chalav, al kelim shabasa v'shal chalav v'yachad, onto kelim, fleishig and milchig dishes that are together, and the kiluach, the hot water is being poured on both the dishes together, Bafilu shuman davuk behem, even if you have actual residue on the kalim, hakol shari, everything is mutter. Because the irui is not strong enough to be maflit, to draw out the tam, even from the food, and to be mavliya that into the kli. Comes the shach and he says, irui is not strong enough to be maflit or mavliya. Irui can't draw out taste from one thing and put it into the other. The Ramah himself says earlier on in the Hilchas Dam, that if I pour hot water onto a chicken before I salt it, why would I want to do that? Because if you pour hot water, it helps get the feathers off, that the feathers should come out easy. So if you do that, if you pour the hot water onto a chicken before you salt it, so it has a halacha, like you cooked it without doing melicha, because the blood comes out and the blood goes back in to the chicken. So it becomes aser. So you see, it's doing two things. It's drawing the blood out, because the halacha, this is a quirk, this is a special halacha, that the blood doesn't become aser unless it leaves the chicken. Once it leaves the chicken, then goes back in. That's why if you cook the piece of meat without doing melicha, that's why it's going to be aser, because the blood leaves into the water, and then it goes back in to the meat. But if you just want to eat raw meat, so then al pi halacha, you could just take out the veins, you could rinse it off, and you can eat the meat. You don't have to do melicha. Melicha is only if you plan to cook it. Right. So, if you pour the hot water, it did a double pull. It took out the blood and put it back in, and made it aser. So you see it could do a double pu'ula. So how's the Ramah saying over here that the irui kli rishon is not strong enough to do a double pu'ula? It's a theory even in the Ramah himself. So the Shach says, okay, for the Ramah, I'll answer something, and then I'll argue. So for the Ramah, the Pshat is, it could do a double pu'ula. Of course it could do a double pu'ula. It could take the blood out and put the blood back in, but that's when you're talking about a food. It could take the taste out of the food and put it back into a food. But to do a double pu'ula, to take it out of, let's say, a food and to put it into a kli, much harder to get the taste to go into a kli. So yeah, iri kli rishayin, if it's just one pu'ula to go into the kli, I'm pouring hot milk onto the plate, the fleshiga plate, of course it'll go in. It's only one pu'ula. But for the iri kli rishayin to draw out the tam from the piece of meat, and to put that tam into the milchiga plate, that's a double pu'ula, but it's a double pu'ula going into a kli, that's more difficult. So of course, iri kli rishayin could do a double pu'ula, but it can't do a double pu'ula that the second pu'ula would be to put it into a kli. That's why when you wash the dishes together, it's okay. Because what's the problem? The problem is that the kli is going to become usser from the other food. For that, you need a double pu'ula. The taste has to come out of the residue and go into the kli. That the iri kli rishayin is not strong enough to do. That's at least to understand pshat in the Ramah, what the Ramah shita is. Why? How could the Ramah say that the kelim don't become usser? Even though elsewhere the Ramah says that iri does have the koyach to do two pu'ulas. So the answer is it could do two pu'ulas when it comes to foods, but it can't do two pu'ulas that it should be mavliya into a kli. Take it out of somewhere, let's say out of one kli and put it into another kli, or even out of one food and put it into another kli, that's also called two pu'ulas. That's what the Ramah is saying over here, that you cannot, that it can do. Okay. And the Shach says, and I personally think that the iri kli rishayin could do two pu'ulas, even to take out of one kli and put it into another kli. So therefore, the halacha should be that if you wash even clean fleshig and milchig dishes together, it should become aser, because it's going out of one and into the other, because iri kli rishayin is strong enough to do that. But he says, you know what? If you're washing fleshig and milchig halacha, I'll tell you, I'll concede that if you're washing fleshig and milchig dishes together, and they're both clean, you could be meiko. Why? Because you have two reasons. You have two tzadim lahakel. Number one, you have the Ramah who holds that iru is not strong enough to transfer tam from one kli to the other kli. So that's one reason to be meiko. And the other reason to be meiko is that even if the taste is transferring from one to the other, but if both kelim are clean and you're dealing with a basar and a chal of kli, so according to the Mechaber, even if both kelim would be in a kli rishayin itself, it would be mutter. Because according to the Mechaber, this is called nat barnat. The taste that's going into the water, that's the tam sheni, and it could mix with the other taste. Only according to the Ramah, when they mix in the water, it's a problem. But according to the Ramah, the iri doesn't have the koyach to cause the transfer of tam from one kli to the other kli. So therefore, since you have two independent reasons to be lenient, so therefore you could be mekel. So if the fleshik and milchik dishes were together in the sink, the hot water was poured on both of them, if they didn't have any residue on them, so then they'll be mutter even according to the Shach. Because you have the two reasons. You have nat barnat, you have the Mechaber who holds that this is nat barnat, and you have the Ramo who holds that the iri doesn't have the koyach to do a double blia into a kli. But he says, what would be the halacha if there's dirt on the pot? Let's say you have a milchig spoon, let's say a milchig knife with some butter on it, and it's sitting on top of a fleshig plate. The fleshig plate was used for parv, so it doesn't have any meat residue on it. So now you pour the hot water onto the knife and onto the plate. So here, do you have nat barnat? You don't have nat barnat, because the taste coming out of the plate is not going into the water, which is then going to meet up with the cheese. The cheese is in the water, right? Because it's actual cheese. So it's meeting up with actual, it's coming out of the pot, meeting up with actual cheese. And the same thing, the cheese is touching the actual fleshig plate. The tam is going directly from the cheese to the plate. We don't say the tam goes from the cheese to the water to the plate. We don't count the water as the first step, right? So therefore, you have a creation. It's not called nat barnat. Everyone agrees, even according to the Mechaber, if you have actual be'en, you don't have nat barnat anymore. So if you don't have nat barnat, you have only one question. Is irui strong enough to take out of the cheese and put it into the plate? The Ramah holds it's not strong enough to do that. The Ramah holds it will be mutter. Says the Shach, will hold that it is strong enough, so therefore it will be aser. So therefore, the fleshiga plate will certainly be asr. Now, what will be the halacha of the milchige knife? It should also be asr, because I'm going to say that the iri does have the koyach to take it out of the fleshiga plate and put it into the milchige knife, because iri is strong enough to do a double pa'ula, right? Well, here says, you know, the shach says if it's hefse meruba, will be mekel, that the dirty milchige knife will be mutter. Why? Because it's much easier in the end of the day. There's really three questions. Could it do a double pool on a food, meaning to take out of one food and put it into another food? That's one type of double poola. Another type of double poola is, could it take out of a food and put it into a kli? Then you have another type of double poola, is to take it out of one kli and put it into another kli. So to do a double poola from one food to another food, even the Ramah concedes that the Iri could do that. Yeah? To do from a food to a kli, so the Ramah says it can't, and the Shach says it could. But here, you want to take from a kli to a kli. You need to taste. The fleshiga plate is clean. So what kind of, where are you getting the fleshiga taste from? From inside the kli. You want the Iri to draw out the fleshiga taste that's in the kli. That's pula number one. And pula number two, it's not to mix it into the cream cheese. Cream cheese is going down the drain, right? You don't care about the cream cheese. You're washing it off. You want to know what's the halacha of the milchige knife. Is this meat taste that's coming out of the fleshiga plate going into my milchige knife? So it's a double pa'ula going out of a kli into a kli. That's even harder than the second case. Second case was you wanted it to go out of the cream cheese into the fleshiga plate. So double pa'ula. But it's out of a food into a kli. So that's still a little bit easier than this double pula, which is taking it out of the fleshiga plate and putting it into the milchige knife. Because there, it's a double pula, one, out of a kli, two, into a kli. There, says the Shach, maybe behefza merubah, there's room to be mekel. So that's the psak of the Shach. They're both clean. We're going to be mekel because we have two tzadim. You have the mechaber who said it's not barnat. And even according to the Ramah, that it's not barnat, but according to Ramah, the Iri doesn't have the koyach to do double pa'ula, so therefore it'll be mutter. So if they're both clean and it's a case of basar b'chalav, both kelim are going to be mutter. If one of the kelim are dirty, let's use the same example we were using. You had cheese on the milchige knife and you had a fleshiga plate that's clean. So then he says like this. The Ramah says this, even this case is mutter. And the Shach says that the fleshiga plate, we're going to aser, because that's going from the cheese to the plate. Ashenke, the milchige knife, that will say, behefse meruba, you can be mekel, because there it's a question of going from one keli, it's going out of the fleshiga plate into the milchige knife. It's a double pula going from a kli to a kli. There, maybe, behefse meruba, we could be mekel. So that's the hachra of the Shach. That's how we paskins. So l'maisa, when you wash the dishes together, let's say you wash fleshiga dish in the milchige pot, in the milchige sink, and there's some cheese on the milchige sink. So what's going to be the halacha? So let's say it the other way around. Let's say you by mistake washed the fleshiga dish in the milchige sink. The sink was clean, but you had dirt on the fleshiga plate. So what's the halacha? So the sink, you're going to have to do iruyan. You're going to have to kasha the sink, because it went from the meat residue into the sink, according to the Shach. So again, let's start. According to the Ramah, nothing happened. It's a double blia. So it can't go out of the meat into the sink. So you don't have to even kasher your sink. And you for sure don't have to kasher your fleshiga plate. Everything is mutter, according to the Ramah. But according to the Shach, you have to paskan like this. The sink is a problem. Because the sink, it went from the meat residue, and it was nivla into the milchige sink. So the sink, you're going to have to kasher. How do you have to kasher it? You reclamation. You boil up water, you pour it on the sink. The same way the sink became usher through hot water being poured on it, same way you could kasher it that way. You wait 24 hours, and then you pour hot water on the sink. The fleshiga plate, so if it's something you can kasher, so kasher it also the same way. Pour hot water on the plate. But let's say it's a china plate, it's something you can't kasher, and it's a hefse meruba because it's a fancy china set. It's a very, very fancy serving dish or something. It's efsa meruba for you. So then you can be makel that it never became usser. Because you want it to come out of, you want the fleishige taste, you want the milchige taste to come out of the milchige sink and go into your fleishige plate, and that's not going to happen. Okay, so I was trying to be careful when I was saying about hefse meruba, as if you have a fancy set of china. So it says in the Paskin that we don't consider, when we evaluate hefse meruba, we go by the kli itself. We don't say that you're going to ruin your service of 12 because you're going to be missing one plate. So it's the whole china set together, that is a hefse meruba. That costs $3,000. That's a hefse meruba. The one plate is not really a hefse meruba. But when you use the one plate, it kind of messes up your set. Can say that's not called hefse meruba. Hefse meruba means what you're throwing out has to be a big loss for you.
Keep it on the side and then one by one. Eventually you get
to 12. Also called
anyway, but the point is that you see that we have to apply what we're learning over here, the klalim, this transferring of time, if you have not bar not, if the hot water is strong enough to cause a transfer of time, this will carry over practically into the kitchen by us, whether or not when you wash the dishes together in the sink, if it's going to be a problem, did they have it? Okay, we're soon going to learn, if valid, that there's a whole nother reason why maybe the food will be, why the dishes maybe won't become usher sometimes. So this is if you wash them together through Iri Kli Rishon. Now, there's two more dinim that's brought in the Ramah. Let's go back first to the previous din. It's towards the end of An Amud Kuf Bei Vav, towards the bottom. It says like this. Im ire mikli rishon shel basar al kli chalav. If somebody pours water or something parav from a fleishige pot onto a milchige kli, that's not what we said. That's not what we were just discussing. We were discussing parav of water coming out of a kli rishon going on to two kelim, one fleishig, one milchig. This is something else. This is you're pouring parav from a fleishige pot onto from a fleishige kli onto a milchige kli. If you'd be pouring hot soup onto the milchige kli, it'd zicher make the milchige kli aser. But here you're just pouring water. If I would cook a fish in a fleishige pot, yeah, would I be allowed to put that fish on a milchige plate? Yeah. Even according to the Ramah, that it's not bishul zasa lechatchila, but to put it on a plate is not a problem. So what am I doing over here? Isn't this the same case? I have a vegetable soup. It's cooked in a fleishige pot. I'm allowed to eat this vegetable soup in a milchige plate. Lamaise, I'm allowed to. Even according to the Ramah, I'm allowed to eat it in a milchige plate. So the Ramah tells me no, but when you put it in the milchige plate, don't pour it into the milchige bowl. You have to ladle it out into the bowl, but you can't pour it on, because when you pour it on, and I'll give, we're going to say over the explanation the way that Taz learns. First let's read it in Ramah. Dinai ka kli rishon, it has a halacha like it's a kli rishon, because iri kli rishon could transfer tam. But oyser imhu ben yoimai, and therefore it will make it aser if it's a ben yoimai. If the fleishige kli is a ben yoimai, so it will impart its fleishige taste into the water, which will connect with the milk plate or the milk or the taste of the milk plate that's going into the water, that will become basar b'chalav, and therefore it will make the milchige plate that's on bottom aser. So lemaitz, if you're going to pour the vegetable soup from the fleishige pot directly into the milchige bowl, you're going to aser up the bowl. Why is this so? So at least the explanation of the Taz is learning that this is just an extension of the beginning of Sif Gimel. The Machlokes being the Mechaber Amo, when you wash the dishes together. What if you'd put the milchige bowl, let's say you have hot water in a fleishige pot, and then you put a milchige bowl in that hot water. You wash off that milchige bowl, a clean milchige bowl, in that water. What's the halacha according to the So according to the Mechaber, this is what? Not Barnat. But according to the Ramah, this is not a good case of not Barnat. We said two reasons. Maybe it's going to touch. Maybe it's going to meet in the water. So the tastes are going to meet in... Let's go with the reason that the tastes are going to meet in the water, yeah? So therefore, we're going to say no. We're going to say that the meat taste coming out of the pot is meeting up. It's not settling in the water. It's meeting up with the milk taste that also went into the water. So the meat taste is coming out of the pot and meeting up directly with the with the milk taste, as opposed to meat taste going into the water and then meeting up with the milk, which would be okay. We say it's meeting up directly. Within the water, it's meeting up directly. So therefore, it's not a good example of not barnat. Says the Ramah over here, according to explanation that it has, this is what's happening. When I pour the water out of the fleishiga, when I pour the soup out of the fleishiga pot onto the milfiga bowl, so the stream, the kiluach ha'irui, is connected on one end. It's connected to the fleishiga pot. On the other end, it's connected, it's touching the milfiga bowl. So therefore, it's getting, on the one hand, there's a fleishiga taste going into the kiluach ha'irui, coming from the pot. Then once this stream touches the milchiga bowl, there's a milchiga taste going into the stream, going into the water. So it comes out that the fleishiga taste going into the water is meeting up with the milchiga taste going into the water. Because it's touching at the same time both kelim. One end of the stream is touching the milchiga kli on bottom, the other end of the stream is touching the fleishiga kli on top. So it comes out that at the same time, it's touching both kelim. So that means this stream of water is receiving at the same time a taste, sayabas or sayav cholov. So therefore, we don't apply not barnat. Because we don't say, oh, it's settling in the water and then meeting up with the milcha gatam. It's meeting up directly with the milcha gatam that's also in the water. It doesn't matter, even if it's a far stream. The maisa, if by the time the stream reaches the bowl, it's still connected on the other end to the meat, it means at the same time it's receiving sai, an infusion of fleishiga gatam coming from on top, and sai, an infusion of milchiga gatam coming from on bottom. So therefore, that bottom part, at least, of the stream will become basar b'chalav, and that would make the pot aser. Now, how much of the stream would become basar b'chalav? How much milchiga gatam is going into the stream? The milchiga gatam coming from the plate, how deep into the stream is it going? Only kedei klipa, because it's hot onto kohen, right? So therefore, it's only the bottom part of the stream that's becoming usr. So therefore, it's only the bottom bowl, it's only the plate that's on bottom that's going to become usr. It's not going to make the pot on top usr. Because it's only the bottom part of the stream that's becoming usr. So therefore, that plate, which is touching the bottom part of the stream, will become usr. But it's not, you don't even have the whole stream becoming usr, so there's no way that the top part of the stream, see, the top part of the stream only has a busr tam in it. The only part of the stream that has a basar b'chalav tam in it is the bottom part of the stream. Therefore, the only kli that we're going to aser is the bottom kli. That's what the Mefarshim say. That even we're going to aser, but only the bottom kli. Prima Gadim says that. And then also, the Taz himself points out that if this whole chumrah is based on the idea that the time and meet up in the water, so then it's only, and therefore you don't have nat bar nat, you have basar b'chalav in the water, that's only if both kelim are ben yoimah. Just like when you wash the dishes together, according to the Ramah, even according to the Ramah, it's only going to be usher if both are ben yoimah. So when the Ramah says, im hoya ben yoimah, he's not just referring to the top kli, that the fleishiga kli has to be a ben yoimah. The milchiga bowl on bottom also has to be a ben yoimah, otherwise everything is mutter. Just like when you wash the dishes together, let's say you wash the milchiga bowl and the fleishiga pot, and only the fleishiga pot was a ben yoimah, the milchiga bowl was not a ben yoimah. What's the halacha? Everything is mutter according to the Ramah. Even according to the Ramah, everything is mutter. That's what we started off in the beginning. And that's the case where the Ramah is moida. Right? So same thing over here. They would both, in order for it to become asr, they would both have to be ben yoimah. That's the way the Taz learns this halacha. And if you recall, earlier on in the Simen, in Sivkot and Hey, the Shach, this was Choylik on the Ramah. Could somebody get the door, please? If you recall earlier, the Shach was Choylik on this Ramah. The Shach felt that it's a little bit far-fetched to say that washing that the stream is going to make it as if you put the bowl in the pot. because the tainim connect in the stream. He said it's very hard to understand that. There's no time going. There's no fleshing of time going into the water when the water is the part of the stream that's touching the milchiga bowl is not getting an asinas tam from the fleshiga pot while it's getting an asinas tam from the milchiga bowl. Whatever is the hot water that's in the fleshiga pot is getting an asinas tam from the fleshiga pot. Once you start pouring it out, it's not receiving, the whole stream itself is not receiving a tam. So therefore, it's like the fish that was already cooked, and now you're transferring it. So that's okay. They're not really meeting up in the water. It's not going at the same time. Only time we have the chashash that it's going to meet up in the water is when the tastes are going at the same time. So therefore, the shach says he thinks that by the time the stream reaches the bottom bowl, the bowl that's on bottom, it's going to, at that point, it's going to receive a milchiga tam from the bowl. It's not going to be b'shas meiser receiving a fleshiga tam. That part of the chiluach is not going to be receiving a fleshiga tam. It did receive a fleshiga tam earlier when it was in the pot. But that's already not bar not. It received a fleshiga tam. It settled in the water. Now I could connect this water with the milchiga bowl. Now it's no problem that it receives a milchiga tam because it got the fleshiga tam first. So the Shach disagrees with this whole Ramah. He says, L'maisi, you should be machmer, but he says, if it's a case of a hefsid merubah, the bottom kli is an important chash of a kli, so then you could be makel that it doesn't become aser. Okay, so this is an important halacha too. Pouring the hot water from a fleshiga kli onto a milchiga kli, according to the Ramah, the milchiga kli, if they're both bnei yoyim, the bottom kli becomes aser. According to the Shach, it doesn't become aser, at least if it's a case of hefsid meruba. But again, there's another important, so there's a few conditions, even for the chumrah of the Ramah to apply, it only apply, number one, if both kelim are ben yoimei, and will also only apply if the stream is obvious, at least according to the Taz's way of learning, if it's loin nefsach hakiluach, if the stream is connecting the top kli and the bottom kli. If you're pouring out and it jumps out, meaning by the time it reaches the bottom bowl, it's no longer connected on the top to the fleshiga pot, then it doesn't make it aser. That's that you could do lechatchila. You could take the fish out of the pot and put it in the milchiga bowl. The same thing if it's water. You could ladle it out and put it into the milchiga bowl. The only problem is when the stream is connected. While it's touching the milchiga bowl on bottom, it's still connected to the fleshiga pot on top. Then and only then will it be a problem. And even then, the Shach says, if it's hefsid meruba, you could be makel. Okay? Then this last din in the Ramah, a very practical din, he says like this: if you find, it happens very often, you open up the drawer, the fleshiga drawer, where you keep the fleshiga dishes, and you see a milchiga kli amongst the fleshiga kelim. So what do you have to assume? Do you have to assume, well, it must have been washed together, and therefore it became lasser? Therefore, I have to kasher it. You have to assume that it became aser. Or can you just say, maybe it was washed separately, and afterwards, by mistake, when you were packing the dishes away, you by mistake put it in the wrong place. That doesn't mean for sure it was washed together. The mistake could have happened after. In which case, it means it never became aser. You just have to take it out and put it back into the milchiga drawer. Says the Ramah, "Im nitzakayr chabevas ben kli basar loy chayshin an shem ahutchu biyachad bederek shen asarim." We don't have to be concerned that they were washed together in such a way that they became asar. Why not? Why? Maybe we should be machmir, right? There's lachayr areyasa. Lachayr is, you see the milchiga kli amongst the fleshiga dishes. Isn't that lachayr a simin that it was washed together? So the Taz explains because you have a svek sveika. You have two reasons to believe that it's going to be mutter. First of all, the mistake could have happened afterwards. And it was not necessarily, it was a wash together. That's suffix number one. Maybe it wasn't washed together. Maybe the mistake happened afterwards, just when you were packing the dishes away. And number two, afilim tim soloimer, that they were washed together. Not every time that the dishes are washed together does it become usr, right? What would even if they were washed, the milchiga plates and the milchiga spoon and the fleshiga spoons were washed together in a kli rishon, it only becomes aser if what? If they all were, yeah, if they're both ben yoyim, the milchiga and the fleshiga kelim were ben yoyim. But if one of the kelim were ein ben yomim, it didn't become aser. It's not parnat. So you have two reasons to be makel. Number one, who says it was even washed together? Number two, even if it was washed together, who says that it was a ben yomim? And like the other mefarshim point out, and even if maybe it was dirty, in which case the fact that it's a ben yomim is irrelevant. So you could say maybe there were shishim in the water against the dirt. There's other sveikas you could say. Sometimes when you wash it together, maybe in those days when they washed the dishes, it wasn't so common. But when we wash dishes now, so we don't always use scorching hot, boiling hot water. We use warm water. So not necessarily is the water yatzei ledes. The only time it could even be a problem is if it's yatzei ledes, right? Certainly if the dishes were washed through iri kli rishon, like they were washed in the sink. So according to the Ramah, even if you know that it was washed together, it's mutter, because why? Iri kli rishon can cause the transfer to go from one to the other. Right? The Ramah is saying that even if it was washed in the kli rishon, which according to me is aser, there's still reasons to believe that it would be mutter. Maybe it was Zayna ben Yoimai, if it may be dirty, maybe Achishim in the water against the dirt. So therefore, you could be makel based on this svek. And other mefarshim say even more than the Taz. Other mefarshim say, you know, sometimes you don't have a svek. Sometimes you know for a fact they were washed together. You just have one suffix. You don't know if the water was yatzei ledes. You don't know how hot the water was. Even then you could be makel. Some say that you could be makel even if you have just one suffix. Why? Because why was a kosher kli? As long as there's reason to suggest that the kli somehow didn't become aser, so you don't have to assume that the kli became aser. So you see that. So if you know the kelim are washed together, you get the shaila, you know they were washed in the sink, so then you have to be done. You have to know. First question you'll ask is the water? Your first question you'll ask was the water yatzei ledes? If they answer, well, no, I was washing the dishes with my hands, the water was not yatzei ledes, so then you'll say, okay, everything's mutter b'diyeva. If they'll say, well, probably because I just turned the hot water on for a few minutes to let it, you know, rinse, and I turned it only the hot water on, it was boiling hot, so then you'll have to be done. You'll have to see. What other factors there are. Is it clean? Is it dirty? Right? You'll know what to paskin. If you don't know a lot of factors, so then what we're saying over here is, as long as according to some opinions, even if you just have one suffix, you're not sure they were washed together. So you're not sure they were washed together, you certainly could be makel. And even if they were washed together, but you can put together a couple of reasons to be makel, you're not just sure the water was yatzei ledes. It's only iri kli rishon, so even if it was yatzei ledes according to Ramah, it's okay. So you know, you put together a few things, and then so most cases it's not going to become aser. Again, if it's a kind of a kli which you can kasher easily, let's say it's a metal kli and it's just a question of kashering it by by boiling up some water in the urn and pouring it on, so you do that. If it's something which you cannot kasher, so in most cases, very often it will come out that the kli is not going to become aser b'di'evit once you apply all these halachas. And then, if they were washed together in a dishwasher, the dishwasher is in a certain sense more strict, in a certain sense more lenient. I wasn't planning on going through all the different stadim. In the morning shir, I went through all the different stadim of the dishwasher. So if you have a chance, you could listen over to that shir. If you're interested. We're behind in this one, so I'm not going to go through all the... But you could listen, huh? The afternoon shir, yeah, sorry. Okay. Now, Sivdal, we're going to learn another important halacha. Yiro Ali, says the Mechaber. It's a chiddush of the Mechaber. It's his opinion. It's a new chiddush. She'im nasnu eifer b'mayim chamim shebiyoyra, koydim she'inuchu agderis b'toichal. We're going back to the case that you wash the dishes together in a kli rishon. So you had a milchige pot that was filled up with hot water, kli rishon, and then you put in a fleishige plate. So according to the Ramah, if both kelim were bnei yaiman, it will always be aser. According to the mechaber, at least if there's lichluch on one of the kelim, then it will be aser. So the mechaber is saying, even if there's lichluch, which according to, even according to me, it will become aser. But if you put soap, the old days they used afer, ashes, as the soap, but we would apply it today's day, nowadays we would apply it to soap. You put some dish soap in the pot before you put in the milchaga plate, then it's going to be okay. Why? Because the soap is poigim the taste. So whatever meat taste comes out of the... whatever meat taste, let's say, is coming out of the fleshiga pot, and it's going to go meet up with the milchaga taste that's in the water, it becomes pogum before it meets up with the other taste. So it makes the taste that comes into the water pogum, so therefore whatever taste that's going into the other kli is a pogum taste, so therefore it doesn't make it aser. That's the chiddush of the mechaber. Afalpi shashuman davuk ben, even though there's residue on it, mutter still going to, and which therefore you, everyone agrees you don't have the heter of nach bar nach. Afalpi kein mutter, it's going to be okay. Dag yedei ha'efer hu nice and hamlev gam, because through the efer, through the soap that you put in, becomes nice and hamlev gam. The taste that comes out of one kli comes pogum before it goes into the other kli, and therefore it doesn't make it aser. Shach and Taz both question this heter that the mechaber says. They don't argue outright on the din either. They just question it. They don't know the source. L'chor it's mashma not that way. They don't argue outright. And in the other achroinim lamaisa, we accept this kula of the mechaber, at least in combination with other factors, that when you wash the dishes, if there was soap, it's going to make it pogum. There's one very important, not really an exception, but it's one very important condition to have this application of this heter, is only if you put the soap, like it's mashma from the lashna of the mechaber himself. If you put the afer in and then you put in the fleshiga plate. If you put the fleshiga plate into the milchiga pot, into the water that's in the milchiga pot, before you put the soap in, and then you add soap, so then that doesn't help. Because we assume that it becomes aser before you added the soap. And the soap doesn't help to go into the kli and make whatever iser tam that went into the kli pogum. That's not what the soap does. It doesn't crawl into the kli to make the taste that's in the kli pogum. All it does is it mixes with the water and makes whatever taste goes into the water becomes pogum before it will enter into the next kli. So it's making whatever taste is coming into the water pogum. But it's not making the taste that's inside the kli pogum. So if you didn't add the soap yet and everything became basar b'chalav, and a basar b'chalav taste went into the plates and into the pot, then by adding soap later, we don't say, oh, now soap is going into the plate and the pot, and it's killing that basar b'chalav taste that's in the pot. That doesn't happen. Is that clear? It only makes that whatever taste comes out of the pot before it goes into the next one, it's pogum, or it makes that the meat taste that's mixed with the water. That's because it's residue, the case was, right? So that meat taste that's mixed with the water, before that goes into the milchiga plate, if you put the soap in, so then it's going to make that whatever meat taste is going into the milchiga plate is a pogum taste. It's pogum it before it's entering the kli. But it's not going, the taste that was already in the kli, the soap is not crawling into the walls of the kli and being pogum that taste that's in the kli.
They have these strong chemicals.
But whenever we discuss using this technique of soap or of an agent that's being used to ruin the taste, it's the taste that's coming out. And so you want a kasher a kli, then usually before you kasher a kli, you have to wait till it's ein ben yoimer, right? Because otherwise the taste comes out, goes straight back in. So normally what we do is we wait till it's ein ben yoimer, right? And then we kasher it. So what does that help? Because now the taste comes out, and the taste that's coming back in is a pogum taste. That's why it doesn't make the kli aser, because the initial time that it receives, if it's a pogum taste initially, it doesn't affect the kli, it doesn't harm the kli. Well, that's what helps when you wait 24 hours before you kosher it. So let's say you don't have the 24 hours. Let's say that you're taking over a hotel, a kitchen, whatever it is, in a goyish place, and the goyim used the dishes this morning, and you don't have to 24 hours to wait before you kosher it. So some companies, what they'll do is they'll kosher it using, and they'll put in the water, they'll put some soap, chemical that whatever taste comes out into the water, it will be pogum the taste. So now what's going back in is a pogum taste. They'll use this technique to... So that's already stretching what we're saying over here. Because we're just saying that if soap was put into the water, so it's not going to make the other kliyaser. To l'chatchila set up your mechanism of kashering by using this technique, that's a little bit more questionable. Okay? But some do use it. So this is another factor. If there's soap involved in when you're washing the dishes, so again, the soap doesn't help. If at some point the dishes were washed together without soap, then the soap is not helping. But if there was soap all along, all the while that the water was hot, there was soap, it's not going to cause a problem. What's the halacha if I fill up a pot? Let's say I have a chalon pot, some residue on it. And I add the rabbi, I want to soak it in hot water so it should be easier to wash. So usually what they do is they fill up the chalon pot with hot water, let it soak there for a little while, and then afterwards they wash it. And sometimes you throw the dishes in that big pot and let those dishes soak also. So let's say I filled up the pot with hot water from the tap, yatsi let this water, and then I threw in a milchige spoon by mistake. Did it become usher or no?
Yeah.
Why?
It's cliche
from the food.
Cliche. That water is not irrigation. That's cliche water.
It soaks in for a while.
Not kavush kavulusha for 24 hours. For a half hour. Yeah. So it's not what we're discussing here. If this would be a klirishin, then it would become aser, unless before I threw the spoon in, I put soap in. That's what usually when you let it soak with soap. And if I put the soap in before I threw the milk of the spoon in, then it will be okay. But again, that's usually when you're letting it soak, it's a klisheni. You're putting hot water into the pot that's dirty and you're letting it. Only if you fill up the chalon pot with water instead of using hot water, let's say your hot water is not working, the boiler is off. So you have an eitzah. You'll fill it up with cold water. Then you put it on the fire, and you turn on the fire. So you heat up the water. And that's how you're going to soak it in hot water. Then if you would do that, and you'd stick in a milchige spoon, then if there's soap before you put the milchige spoon, it would be okay. If there's no soap, it won't be okay. But if it's in a regular case, like in the common case in the kitchen, it's already a cliché. That we said. Marshal would maybe hold the chumrah, if there's lichluch, the dirt mixes with the water, it dissolves. But we said even the Taz was willing to be makel over there, even though he generally is machmal like the marshal, but by washing dishes, he's more makel. Okay, so you have now you know some important halachas of when the dishes are washed together. Stop it for now, yeah, stop it.